from Newport, Rhode Island, and the Audrain Automobile Museum, and it is Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week. Jay Leno is with us.
Thank you, thank you. I got another Boston thing that happened there.
Oh, what happened?
I'm sitting at Logan Airport, right? I'm sitting there, you know, and people come over, can I have an autograph? Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, how you doing? Take a picture. And I see this guy watching me, sitting like this. And the guy goes, hey. Okay, how you doing? He goes, hey, I don't want your autograph. I'll bet that pisses you off. I said, sir, I'm fine. He goes, no, I get that makes you mad. No, it doesn't, sir. I'm just sitting here. If people want something, I'll sign it or take a picture. He goes, yeah, well, I don't want it. I go, fine. It's fine, sir. Do you want to fight you? I was supposed to fight
you. You want to fight you?
Yeah, I don't want your autograph. I bet that pisses you. Like I'm going to... You're hilarious.
You do seem, for as long as you've been in this business, you seem way too nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I have to tell you that.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Like people asking him for his autograph, and he's like, I'd be on it. I said him off air. I said, you are actually a nice guy.
Yeah, it just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I'm a huge believer in low self-esteem. That's the key.
You have to.
No, it's true. If you don't think you're the smartest person in the room, you listen.
Yeah.
You know, I meet so many people. There's 4,000 recorded geniuses. I think 3,900 of them live in Hollywood. You know,
yeah.
I always meet guys, he's a genius. His screenplay was too good. No, it wasn't too. If it was too good, they would have bought it. Okay?
It would be a movie.
Yeah, you have these kind of arguments with people.
Yeah.
No, it's not good enough. You know, people go, that joke worked 3 years ago. I knew, but it hasn't worked since, okay? Don't keep doing it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a great joke. But you keep
doing stuff. I assume it's because you love it.
I love telling jokes. Yeah, I've had real jobs. They suck.
Yeah, real jobs do suck. Yeah, they do. So a bunch of events going. We want to thank you guys for having us here.
It's
round of thanks to you guys for being here. Nick, thanks for having us here.
Thank you.
It's all Nick. This is Nick's whole deal here.
And there's events that you can go to all weekend long, right?
Starting at about 11 o'clock, the gathering begins, and the Tennis Hall of Fame is open. And the most important thing when we did this was, unlike a lot of other car events, everything is within a mile and a quarter on Bellevue Avenue. So all the houses are real. This is a regular street. And the trolleys run back and forth, and most of the events are free.
Yeah.
The gathering, there is a charge because it comes with food and everything else. But it's kind of a party on the lawn at Doris Duke's house at Rough Point at the very end.
Yes.
And the view is unbelievable.
Yes.
You can actually see Jay's house around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh.
His fixer.
Well, the cool thing about
does Jay have a fixer-upper here?
It's a fixer-upper.
Yeah. Yep. Well, like you go to California, you meet a couple of guys that each have 100 cars. You come here, you meet 100 guys that each have one car. No, but that I mean, I meet a lot of guys that they had a GTO in high school. Then the kids were born, they sat in the garage, and then when as soon as the kids graduate college, they're going to go back and restore it.
Yeah.
You know, in California, you just give it to the guy and he fixes it and you get it back. It's all done. You know, here you meet a lot of people that do their own work, and they're not. They're nice cars not owned by rich people.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a guy that's using, just painting in his garage and sanding and painting. I mean, that's what I like. That's what's fun about this. So,
yeah. Well, you were saying that last night or at the event yesterday just about the fact that you guys, one of your intentions is to get younger people into collecting automobiles.
Well, that's the
collecting
thing.
Collecting and automobiles.
Well, we started something called 30 under 30. If you're 30 years or younger and you have to spend less than $30,000 restoring your car yourself, we invite you to come down and show it. And, you know, these kids come down and they got their, you know, Chevy C10 truck or their Karmann gear on the lawn next to Ferraris and Bugattis and, you know, the mother's not crying anymore because her son's a mechanic. I'm so ashamed. You know, I mean, because, you know, a lot of these kids, they go to work for a Mercedes Classic or Jaguar Classic. They make $100 an hour, $150 an hour restoring cars. It's like restoring old paintings now. You know, cars have become kinetic artwork as opposed to just an old car.
Yeah.
So you get these young people, and they're just excited about different cars, like rock and roll and rap, you know. I had a kid saying, oh, Solano, I like antique cars. I said, do you have any? He goes, yeah, what do you got? He goes, a 91 Miata. I go, well, that's not really an antique. Well, he was born in 90, so that's an antique.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just something different than what I grew up with, but it's still the same thing.
Speaking of, you bring up rock and roll. Did you did you open on tour for Aerosmith? You probably did. You open for?
I opened. I played with Aerosmith when they played the Grange Hall in North Andover.
Wow.
What Grange?
What year was that?
71.
1971. Yeah.
Yeah. Stephen, those guys. Yeah.
So was it like half fans that were there for comedy and half for the rock and roll? Was it the same audience?
A rock band. Yeah, you know, I mean, it was different. You got to remember, back in the late 60s, early 70s, nobody did concerts. You went to Lenny's on the Turnpike and you played there. I opened for Miles Davis there. Miles Davis and all these guys, they would come into town for a week and you do 250 people for 7 nights as opposed to one night for 3,500 people.
Yeah.
You know, and which was kind of fun because you get to know the acts and they would get to know the crowd, and it was a fun time. Yeah, but Steve, I knew Stephen when he was there. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, well, Greg, one thing about the – I just wanted to tell you one thing about the event. Speaking of working with your hands, Rod Emery, who is one of the great – I would say one of the greatest restorers, and he is the creator of the Outlaw Porsche. And he has behind us in the Tennis Hall of Fame today is all about Emery cars. There's about 40 Emery cars that they've built by hands. Most of them were absolute. People said they were taking beautiful Porsches and ruining them. They weren't. They were taking absolute wrecks. And they were restoring them to a very high level and then modifying them, putting disc brakes on them. They put disc brakes. They put fast engines.
Yeah.
They're amazing
vehicles. Are they electric, though?
No. They call them outlaws because you take a Porsche, which is, if you're a Porsche enthusiast, especially in the 50s, you had the string back gloves, you had the little hat, it's German, you don't touch anything, you keep it exactly the way it was.
Yeah.
But Porsches are valuable, but not rare. But he would take Porsches, make hot rods out of them. Mm. And so the Porsche community, we don't want to associate with those people because they're with the hot rod crowd, you know. So it's like when you go to L.A. and you got pizza with pineapple on it, you know. Okay, to me, it's heresy, but, you know. But okay.
Best pizza in Massachusetts.
Whatever you want.
Where would you?
Oh, downtown Maria's. Is that Maria's?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Yeah,
okay, Maria's.
Yeah.
Well, Jay Leno, round of applause for Jay, for Nick, for hosting us.
Thank you.
What do you put pineapple on your pizza hat? What do you out there with the fruits and the nuts in California? Huh? Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, one last one for me. If you could only own one vehicle.
Only own one vehicle.
One, just one. All right. Jay, you're the best.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us. Come down to the Audrain.
Yeah, come down, hang out. Jay will be here all weekend. We will be as well. And we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Falcons took down the Bucks last night in overtime. Final score 36-30. Kirk Cousins completed 42 of 58 passes for 509 yards, 4 touchdowns, and an interception. It'll be the Mets that are taking on the Phillies in the NLDS after a wild win over the Brewers last night.
We're going to do a quick picture with Mr. Leno. All right, good. There we go. Mr. Leno.
Thank you, Jay.
There he is. One of those California guys. One of those Hollywood elite.
A Pete Alonso 3-run homer in the ninth gave them a 4-2 win.
And what a head of hair. I am
yeah.
so envious.
Yeah. You're envious.
Oh, my God.
Didn't you say your mom loves
My her? Mom loved Jay Leno. Oh, and my mom's sister who passed was like, she lived in Northridge, California.
Yeah.
She was that masshole. She was the eldest of them in Lexington. She moved to L.A. and she hated everything about L.A. but spent her life out there. She and my mom loved Jay Leno.
And such an awesome guy.
He was so cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah.
Such a legit, like, I find it to be in almost every walk of life, those that are the most talented and successful are most at ease. And I always think it's chicken or the egg. But once you get comfortable, the line he said about the geniuses, once you accept that you have a low IQ or that you have a lower self-esteem, you have to listen. What a brilliant way to view life. If you walk into a room thinking you have all the answers, you're going to leave no smarter than you entered.
Well, and he also doesn't have to pretend. Like, I think a lot of people are pretending that they are this or they are that, and right. he's not.
I love that idea, too, about encouraging people under 30 that you have to bring in a car that you spent less than $30,000 restoring.
Storing.
Yeah.
What a cool concept.
Yeah, he was really, really cool. Yeah. Patriots game on Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff against the Dolphins at Gillette, and before that, tomorrow, BC at UVA at noon. You can listen to that right here on EEI. And it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with your choice of two sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather. Oh, I'm sorry. Shime, walk for this weekend. Oh.
All right. Let's try and break the streak here. Let's go Green Bay laying 3 at the L.A. Rams.
Ooh.
Matt LaFleur, 4-0 against Sean McVay. Green Bay needs a win to keep up with the Vikings and the Lions. So give me the Packers laying 3 at the Rams.
All right.
What about Brett Favre in London? Do you think Brett Favre ends up winning this football game?
Brett Favre?
What?
What's his name? Aaron Rodgers. I'm locked into Jay Leno's time.
Okay.
Like a glitch in
Brett
the matrix.
Favre is actually starting in place of Jacoby Brissett. Right.
I was thinking, did you mean they're going to win it for him?
Aaron Rodgers, does he write the Jets ship?
No, they lose, and Robert Saleh stays in England, and they come back without him.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Curtis, can you give us the weather?
I don't know where I am. 60 degrees. It was just so cool when you meet someone that you really look up to and better than what you anticipated.
Agreed.
Yes, I agree with you.
That's awesome. It's like how I felt when I first met Wiggy.
I appreciate it.
60 degrees right now, afternoon high of 73.
Oh, Wiggy. Great choices. I feel like we're right back on the deck at the Newport Resort, the Newport Island Resort last night. Wiggy was spinning the hits last night.
Yeah. Who sings that?
William Devon.
Let's keep it that way.
Boy, that's a classic right there.
Curtis, you were in bed.
I was.
Wiggy, we were out at the fire pit.
Yeah.
And Wiggy was spinning the hits last
night. Yeah, well, Ken was spinning.
You were dictating.
No, I was. I think we were all collaborating. No, it was like the Patriots. It was a collaborative effort.
No, Ken had the spins.
Barry White. You brought up Barry White.
Yeah, we played some Barry White. Yeah,
that was a classic song right there. William Devon with Diamond in the Back.
Some good tunes last night.
Did you guys like Hayes, Ken? He's really disappeared.
I don't know what happened?
He's a working man. He's busy.
Yeah, he's probably doing some
work. I think he was getting fresh air, and he hasn't come back. Yeah.
Well, listen, we are at the Audrain Newport Automobile Museum with an unbelievable amount of great people. Thank you all for being here. I thank Jay Leno for being on the show.
His knowledge about cars is like
it's unbelievable, right?
Yeah,
he does.
Wow.
I want to say a special thank you. I got, as always is the case when we do these road shows, some incredibly generous people. And I want to thank, is it the Barbera Insurance Agency? Is that how I say that? Say that right? Brought a $1,000 check for the Greg Hill Foundation. So
shout out to them.
You guys are unbelievable.
And a gift box.
And they brought a gift
box. Yeah, it's over here.
It's all the same.
Yeah. Oh. Everybody got a gift box?
Yes.
Okay.
This one's yours. Am I allowed to just open up yours?
Yeah, you can open it up, but we got to get to Nick Costa.
I know. Just some Lindt chocolates virgin olive oil.
That's Greg.
I'm going to dive into that chocolate.
That is nice.
All right, Nick Costos is the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. And Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app and listen to You Better You Bet to get all of Nick's inside information. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Extra virgin, the best type of olive oil.
Oh, what's the other type?
Just regular virgin.
Oh.
You, Nick, not a virgin.
Well, I mean, I have a kid, confirmed, not a virgin. Yeah.
All right, yes. Nick.
There's other ways to get kids.
Except I will say, when people first meet you, they think you're one.
Maybe that's true.
The bag of sand.
Are you a car guy, like Wiggy is a car guy, or like Jay Leno is a car guy?
I don't know much about cars, but as I've gotten older and do better financially, I've started paying more attention to cars. But I don't know much. No, not the way that they probably Leno is a famous car guy, right? Has a million cars.
Oh,
I'm not like that.
Yes. Yes.
What car do you drive?
Actually, this was I just got the new, like, the Genesis 80. I actually think it's better than BMW and Mercedes.
Okay.
And I was pumped because I am making a bet that in a couple years, the Genesis is going to be viewed on the same level, or if not better, than the BMW and the Mercedes.
Oh, get out of here.
They're coming
that.
Down
yes.
in price, too. And they actually will pull out where you don't even have to be in the car. You can just hold on to the remote control.
I got rid of my BMW forward. To get a Genesis.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
What is the missus driving?
The missus also. She got the new Genesis truck also, the G80.
Yep. Wow.
The
that, seems like, that seems like you have some type of deal going with a local Genesis.
I thought the company was trying to clear the spreadsheets out of bankruptcy. How the hell is this happening?
Well, I nice texted vehicle. David Field, and I cleared it, and that's how it happened.
Yeah. Holy
nice hell. Vehicle, Nick.
Yeah. All right, well, we got a game Sunday here. Are you staying away from it?
Well, side in total, yes. I just think it's a really tough game, right? I mean, I'd like to bet Miami just because Mike McDaniel and, like, by the way, that stoner dude, like, Motif, wow, like, surfs up everyone, works great when Tua's the quarterback. When it's not Tua, it's a freaking disaster.
Doesn't like work to, as well when Tyreek Hill is dressing you down on the sideline, it doesn't work as well. And
I
you're staring ahead. Yeah.
I love that we had to get the reports like Dolphins won't trade Tyreek Hill. Like you think? And also, we're going to rush Tua back in week 8 from this traumatic brain injury. And now everyone has to hold their breath every time he gets hit watching these games. In any event, I'm not going to bet the game side or total, but there is a prop bet that I really like on the Patriots side. I texted Shime this before. I heard his SGP. I want to go over on Jalen Polk receiving yards, New England's second-round rookie receiver. I think he's really, really good, and he's emerging as the clear number one now. 7 targets last week in the loss to the 49ers, and once Drake May gets into the lineup, I think we're like rocket ship taking off for Jalen Polk. His receiving yards prop is in the mid-20s. I think he gets into the 40s in this game, so Jalen Polk over receiving yards on Sunday.
We were talking about this earlier, Kostos, the Jets early morning England game. To me, this could either be, I don't see it being close. I either see the Jets playing sort of like they did against the Patriots or a total complete dumpster fire. Where do you sit on that one?
Well, my daughter turns 5 on Sunday, 5 months on Sunday morning. And for her 5-month birthday, I will apologize to her first thing Sunday morning and tell her, Daddy made a huge mistake. Because Daddy on your birthday is backing, or your 5-month birthday is backing the New York Jets in this game against the Minnesota Vikings. I like them. This is Minnesota now. The expectations have totally changed with the Vikings, where now instead of having to keep games close as an underdog, like now you need them to win against a really good team. And I acknowledge, like, this is like Bobby Fischer in Deep Blue against me in chess with Kevin O'Connell against Robert Saleh. But at some point, like, I think the Jets are going to put a better game together than we saw last week against Denver. I will begrudgingly, not one of my favorite picks, but I'll take the Jets on Sunday morning in London.
Nick, would you lay 3 for Green Bay at the Rams?
Yeah, I would. I think the right point spread in the game is 3.5. It was 3.5 earlier in the week. Now we're kind of like in between the two. The Rams defense is really bad. And an alternate way to play this game, if people think the Rams can score, which is certainly possible, bet Green Bay's team total over. Green Bay's going to score a ton of points in this game. Green Bay -3, Courtney, is a bet for me on Sunday.
Nick, this game, we're going to find out if one team is for real and if the other team, Bill Belichick, keeps getting closer to Pittsburgh-Dallas.
Yeah, this one's it's really tough. I think that once Micah Parsons is officially ruled out, we might see close to a 3 in this game. Pittsburgh's a 2.5-point favorite on Sunday night. My lean would be towards the Cowboys in a low-totaled game, getting 2.5 points. Now, games don't often land Wiggy 2 or 1, but when there's a low total, like more field goals are kicked, it's more possible for that to happen. Dallas does have the better quarterback in this game, Dak against Justin Fields. 2.5, I will actually take the points with the Cowboys on the road in Pittsburgh.
Nick, a federal court recently ruled that you can now legally wager on elections. Who do you like and why the first week of November?
Well, what's the current line? Do you have it? And
it's
I can give you a good answer.
Curtis said it's a pick 'em.
I mean, pick 'em, I don't really have much of a desire, but I would say this, like, betting elections generally sell the news. So a couple months ago, when Trump was a big favorite over Kamala Harris, when Biden dropped out, you could bet Kamala Harris. Then Kamala gets the huge bump after the debate, and Kamala's a favorite. Then you can bet Trump. I would generally sell news when betting politics.
Okay. Sell news.
All right.
Okay.
Does Kamala have home field advantage?
Is that true?
I don't know.
Yeah, she gets 3 points for that.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, where I'm from, Kamala gets 7.5 points of home field advantage in New York.
All right. Anything? You got any kind of lock? Any kind of weird lock for us that you like?
You want some? Want some baseball?
Yeah.
I think the Mets are going to beat the Phillies in that series. Mets have, and like people, and it kind of makes me sick to think about some of the Boston teams of destiny as a Yankee fan. Mets kind of have the team of destiny vibe going on right now with the Pete Alonso homer last night. And we saw the Phillies do this a couple times recently, guys, win in the wild card series and then like go to Atlanta and beat the Braves as an underdog. I think the Mets do that to the Phillies here. Mets plus money in that series against the Phillies. Everyone is going to bet the Padres against the Dodgers in the NLDS, and sometimes everybody wins. I'll take the Padres to beat the Dodgers, sets up a Padres-Mets NLCS. Give me the Tigers against the Guardians in one ALDS. The Tigers have the best pitcher in the series in Tarik Skubal, who's going to win AL Cy Young. And I am very, very nervous about the Yankees-Royals series as a fan. My betting advice, honestly, I would actually bet the Royals, who have better starting pitching, but I will root for my New York Yankees in that series.
All right, that is Nick Costos, The host of You Better You Bet. You can get it on the Odyssey app. And Nick, thank you so much for taking the time. Great talking to you.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best luck. And I'm serious, like, check out the Genesis. I may get referral points if you do.
It's a good-looking car.
I know. I'm on the website.
It looks kind of like a Bentley.
The G80, yeah.
It doesn't look anything like a Bentley.
So. It's okay, called the baby Bentley. That's actually true.
I didn't even know that.
And the SUV, I told you, the SUV, your wife can pull it in and out of parking spots just with the remote.
That or Nick, who says who's the better driver?
My wife.
Well, you don't even need...
now you're back to Jay Leno and the female driver.
No, you don't even need nobody in there driving it. You can just hold the remote and it'll come out for you.
Can we get to the Wiggy tea we got from Talina yesterday?
Sure, Talina's here.
Oh, could she share
Where is Mrs. Wiggins? How about a round of applause for Mrs. Wiggins?
The star of the
Queen.
Show.
We got the whole family wag section. We got Courtney's mom over there.
Yes.
Where's Lindsay? Where's DM?
She's right
there. Oh, there she is. Round of applause. Round of applause for DMs. I couldn't see her. Are you going to die?
Your Brett Favre moment earlier.
Wow.
I was worried.
Such a senior citizen.
Let's get some ginkgo biloba.
Talking about Brett Favre, like Jay Leno was still on air.
Yeah. So embarrassing. Sorry about that.
Nick, who do you like this weekend? Do you have Unitas over 200 yards?
Ooh, the great Johnny Unitas. Great reference, Curtis. All right. We could get some tea on Wiggy. And also, Wiggy, I think, is going to drive a vehicle. He's going to drive us into the weekend.
I love it.
So we'll
if
probably,
it's nice,
are we going to be able to do that on Twitch? We are, Eamon? All right.
Ken. Just drive around.
He's back. I saw him.
Good.
Here he is. A lot of people watching the show on Twitch and on YouTube today. So
I love it.
If you're not, you can go and we'll. They're letting. I don't know why they're doing this. They're letting Wiggy drive a very expensive automobile.
Ooh.
We'll do that next. We'll be right back from Newport, Rhode Island. You always impress. Always impress. And we'll be right back. Bunch of people that we got to thank. I want to thank Nick and John and everybody here at the Audrain Automobile Museum for inviting us to be here for Motor Week, which is awesome and underway, and it's going to be a great weekend here. If you're looking for something to do, Newport is so close, unless you're trying to leave the city of Boston after 2 p.m., and then it takes 5 hours. But I want to thank everybody here for having us, our whole entire crew, Griff and Ken Laird and Carolyn and Eamon and everybody who made this show what it was today. It just an unbelievable time. So,
and when talking about the people that work here, one specific worker, his mom, Joanne Sprague, it's her 93rd birthday today, and her favorite radio show. So we got to wish her a happy 93rd birthday to Joanne.
The many more.
I bet she knows all these cars in here. She remembers them.
Yes, she does.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
We have some big breaking news.
Yes.
The Patriots are open to trading Tyquan Thornton.
Oh,
according to Jason Lockenforum.
Is anyone open to trading for him?
I don't think so.
That'd be like,
I don't think so.
I think three Wally Wieners would get it done.
I don't know. It's a weird. It's a weird time.
Because
guys are complaining now. Like everybody's coming. Everybody, like receiver wise, you could start to see that if that report is being leaked, it's guys are frustrated with the offense.
Yeah.
Guys are probably going like, listen, get me the hell out of here.
I wish the front office was as aggressive in free agency as they are with their own media partners.
What's going on?
Like the sensitivity.
You're
about
making
stuff.
Ken very nervous.
He said it. I asked him, do you think Jacoby Brissett is the right guy to play? And he didn't answer. It's a simple thing. Yeah. It's a big story if he doesn't say that.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
Yeah. I understand.
Said, go talk to Mayo.
Yeah. Right. He did say, go talk to Mayo.
Because I focus on defense.
We will talk to the captain of the ship on Monday's show. Yeah. So we will be at Gillette Stadium with Gerard Mayo on this show Monday. And
send a reminder on Sunday, please.
Wiggy go.
I think he's running out of excuses, too, though.
Well, we'll see what he says about the mutiny. I mean, I it'll be interesting. He answers every question. I will say that about Gerard Mayo. So, all right. Jones and Keith coming up next. We're going to send Wiggy. Why don't you go out? Because you're going to drive away.
I can't wait.
Wiggy is going to drive.
I'll see everybody on Monday. Right. I'm not coming back.
All right.
Bye, Wiggs.
So I think you'll be able to watch this on Twitch if you're watching the show on Twitch or YouTube. Wiggy is going to drive away. I think they've entrusted him with a very, very valuable vehicle, which in my mind could be a mistake. But he will recognize the parking place because it's right out front.
Yes.
In a space reserved for handicapped people. So. he is making his way out there now. You'll be able to see this on Twitch. It is, I believe, the vehicle that he is driving is a beautiful. He has a choice of a beautiful Rolls Royce
or the WEI van
or a Bentley. So,
it
looks to me like he is gonna. I don't know which he's going to choose.
And look at that jawline after surgery.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, it does look great.
You keep insisting it was plastic surgery.
It was with a plastic surgeon.
I know, but I think it was a medical procedure. I don't think it was removing. All right, we could do without the flexing from Wiggy.
He loves that shirt, too. That is his branding.
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
All right, so we are back Monday morning from Gillette Stadium, and we will be talking Patriots with Gerard Mayo.
Go BC, big game tomorrow.
Go Eagles.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for being here. You're the best audience anybody could ever ask for. Thank you for that.
I'm going to go shopping.
You're going to go shop?
My mom and I are going to go shopping.
Oh, all right. Okay. Are you going to go to the gathering, the event?
We have to go back to the city, but
And 22 Bowen, thank you for dinner.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was unbelievable.
Thanks to those guys. They did it right last night at 22 Bowen. So right, I might have to go back for lunch.
I don't think that'll be an upset.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And we will talk to you Monday morning. Jones and Keefe are next. Thank you.